at 90.3 WJTL. Mike Farris, the Lord will make a way somehow. Good morning to you at 7:51.
Weather-wise today, partly sunny, highs near 90. Still really humid today. A chance maybe of storms and showers. Mostly cloudy tonight. Still a chance of showers and storms, and 68 for the low. Then tomorrow looks like pretty much the same as today. Partly sunny, near 90. A chance maybe of isolated storms and showers. And then the weekend looks great. Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny, pleasant, highs in the low 80s. Right now it's 66.
Today we're talking to Abbas Hamid from Hamid Christian Ministries. Good morning again to you, Abbas.
Good morning, Fred.
You just told Lisa and I that you got to take your son to see Thomas the Tank Engine. You won tickets.
Absolutely, yeah.
How cool was that?
It was great. He loved it.
Yeah, your son enjoyed it?
Yeah, absolutely. He was having a blast.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
He got to try different things in there. The little Thomas and the little carts and everything.
That's great. Now, you have a fascinating testimony. Growing up in Iraq, being a part of the U.S. military, giving your heart to Jesus. Fill us in. Give us the details.
Yeah. So in 2003, after the war in Iraq, I joined the U.S. side and started working as an interpreter. And after being an interpreter, I went into being in the SWAT team. I was a SWAT member, and in 2005 I got hit by a car bomb, and I was the only survivor out of it. Mm-hmm. And after that point, I started looking for God, and I knew it wasn't the God of Islam, and I just knew it was the God who created heaven and earth, and he was saving my life. And not only that time, but multiple times. But that was the biggest one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, how God brought you to himself through that car bomb.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing to see, like, you know, in the midst of chaos, you know, you get up, not even a cut in your body, and your people around you are gone.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And then through that, you came to the United States.
Yes, in 2007, I came to the U.S., After being in the U.S. for 5 months, I joined the Army again and served for a year, and then got out to work as a private contractor for the U.S. Military. And during that time, I joined the Navigators, and where they trained me to read the Bible and study it, you know, memorize it, pretty much discipleship. Training, and it was great people to be around with, because that's pretty much what I prayed and asked the Lord to do for me, to put me among his people.
Now Abbas wants to share this exciting testimony with you. He'd love to come speak at your group. I understand, Abbas, you're speaking at Camp Hebron to a youth group. You're going to be speaking in Lebanon to a group of folks.
Yes.
What kind of opportunities are you looking for?
So opportunities I'm looking for is to come to your church and share my testimony, share the power of God, what he had done in my life, the transformation that he did in my life, and doing Bible study or Bible teaching. I would love to do that at your church if you're looking for a speaker.
And folks can contact you online at your website.
Yes. You could go to Hamid Christian Ministries or on Facebook page, and you could contact us in either way.
Here's an opportunity for you to have Abbas come and speak about how God worked through his life in Iraq, how he brought him to the U.S., now married with kids living here in Leola. It's a pretty exciting testimony. You could contact him online, HamidChristianMinistries.com. In fact, we've put the link under our picture at WJTL's Facebook page, so you could contact him there. And also, he's got a Facebook page, Hamid Christian Ministries. Do that in the search, and you'll find him. A great opportunity for you to hear how God has worked in Abbas's life. Abbas, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
It's been great to get to meet you.
It was great. Thank you.
God bless you. Back to the music we go with Matt Redman. This is Oh, This